This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy from Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Joseph Metalicino from KCT Credit Union, Mike Long from LightQuest Outdoor Illumination, and Joel Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, we got a packed show. We thought the commercial fader thing was all messed up, but I guess the fine engineers here got it all figured out. So we got a packed show. So we're going to start it with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. Jeremy's down in New Orleans visiting his brother. I think they're at the Jazz Fest. And Elisa Dent is down there as well. So let's go around the horn, light this candle. We got Joel Spencer for PermaSeal. We didn't have a chance 2 weeks ago you were on.
That's correct.
And we didn't have a chance to talk about the second topic you wanted to talk about, which was sump pumps. So we're going to dive deeper because we got some rain since the last time you were on.
And it's one of my favorite topics, so
right.
I'm excited.
Yeah, invite Joel to a party and just he'll sit in the corner for 3 hours just talking about sump pumps.
Yeah, there's a lot of people around me.
Yes.
At least one or two, probably.
Well, yeah. But they rotate out. Right. He's got a bottle of wine there. He's actually got a case of wine. And that's you have to go there to get a glass of wine. And Joel's got to tell you at least a half hour about sump pumps.
There's a formula to it.
There's a formula to it. For listeners who want to get more information, best number.
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Michael Long, since the last time you were on here, you've had a name change.
We have.
You went from Mike Landscape Lighting to
LightQuest Outdoor Illumination.
And what was the purpose for that?
So as we grow, Mike is not the only person out there anymore, so I want to get rid of the name Mike. And I didn't like the name Landscape in there because people called us for mulch and stuff like that. So
a little confusing.
Yeah, it got a little confusing. So yeah, we have other designers out there. So LightQuest Outdoor Illumination is what we chose.
You are the illuminating company of my home.
Yes, we did.
Also a guy by the name of John Williams.
Little guy, John Williams in WGN here, yep.
He's got a show here.
Yeah. Just a small show.
Yeah, small show. Yeah. Highest rated show here. midday host, and he's very happy with what you did with his home out in Ottawa.
Absolutely, yeah. It was fun. It was a fun job. Like a 100-year-old house. Yours is a brand-new house.
And yep.
So it's good. It's cool having the opportunity to do both of those segments like that.
And the most important thing is wife Brenda, which that's really all that matters.
She's extremely happy.
That's all that matters.
Yes.
Okay. So if our listeners want to reach you, and how far south do you go in the Chicagoland area?
We just recently sold one in Piatone. Is that Piatone?
That's Ottawa. Southwest.
Yeah, yep, so well, if it's a decent sized job, we'll go down there to do it.
Okay, yeah. And up in Wisconsin.
Yep, we're all the way in Lake Geneva. We're north of Milwaukee, so we cover a pretty big area.
Just signed a contract for an opportunity that you recently closed in Kenosha.
Yep, absolutely, our biggest job ever. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's exciting. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to.
Area code 262-358-9100. Or call lightquest.com.
We've got Joe Melanocino here from Kane County Teachers Credit Union. I actually nailed that last name. So you've been busy.
I have, thanks to you.
Yeah, you have to talk directly in the microphone like we talked about before the show.
Yeah.
That's great. He's like, I got this right off the bat, right into the rocks. So Michael Lee, Mike Lee, you're the executive vice president.
Yes.
Mike Lee is the
president, CEO.
And CEO. He was on about a month ago.
Yes, he was.
We became associated with each other, our two organizations, June, July of last year.
Yep. We got together later in the fall.
Yeah, fallish. We started getting going, launched secured credit cards to our listeners on this station and all throughout Chicago. We've got some stats we're going to share with our listeners. But what are you going to be talking about later on the show?
You know, we're going to talk about the great things that we've done because of you, for your callers and listeners, to give you some examples and money that we've saved them. we'll discuss like what a debt checkup looks like.
Okay.
And how to restructure and design your debt so you can manage it better later.
And opportunities for our listeners to save a ton of money.
Exactly.
Phone number.
847-741.
Helps if you talk. Okay, remember that tutorial I said? That black thing there is called a microphone. You got to talk right into it.
847.
There you go. There we go.
847-741-3344. and my extension is 269, but if you call that number, there'll be somebody there to help you.
The best part is you're like, I got this. I had media training. You went through media training the last month and a half just to prepare for this appearance.
Absolutely.
And I think you should get your money back. All right. So, right. So let me guide you through this right
yes,
there.
Sir.
All right. We love you. Professional.
Looking forward to it.
All right. We got a packed show. We call this segment, I'm going to do a quick mailbag segment because we have, I'm going to do a mailbag segment. Next segment, there's a guy by the name of Joffrey. I want to give everybody a tip when renting a van or a car from Budget/Avis. What you should do after you reserve that said automobile, because you're going to move your daughter out of college and you need a van to move all of her stuff to storage on campus for next year and then move it back to Chicago. We're going to give some safety tips so you don't lose your mind at 8:00 in the morning. Like I did yesterday. And there's a guy at the Lyle, a Hyatt, by the name of Joffrey, who came to the rescue. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about, I like to start out with the mailbag segment, Joel. I think we created it the last time you were on.
Yeah, and mailbag's great, and that's an exciting teaser. I'm ready.
Yes, so hold tight for that. Joffrey is standing there at the counter at the Hyatt in Lyle, right off of I-88, getting ready to go. He saved the day, because I was literally about ready to be booked for manslaughter of somebody at Budget yesterday. So we'll talk about that because I just want to save other people aggravation because they're getting ready to move the kids out. And if you think you got a van reserved at Budget, you probably do, but it might not be there when you show up. And they could give two beans. And they really don't care.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah. And
so it's like the Seinfeld episode where it's holding the reservation.
Holding the reservation.
Holding the reservation.
It goes better. So we're going to talk about that after the break. Right? Blew an hour and a half of the morning. Joffrey came, saved the day. Also have a lady listener text us, wants to give some health advice. And a servicing company that rhymes with PHH and Aquin. Okay? It rhymes with that. Who is giving a listener a hard time, which I'm in the process of trying to attempt them from calling into the show. I'll explain the situation, and hopefully they will come to some type of resolution. I sent a nice email to them yesterday. I'll explain, and hopefully they will call me and then look at the situation, because what they're doing to the family of the deceased borrower is ridiculous. So I will explain. Hopefully they will come to a resolution, because I don't want that the family call into the show and completely light them up over the air. So I'm trying to, I'll explain it to them. I went to them peacefully and professionally yesterday. I'll explain it so our listeners know what's happening. Then the event that doesn't get rectified will have to go on blast. 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We got the mailbag coming up next.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Investigative. Look at that. I made up a word.
Whoa.
That was pretty good. Is that a word?
That is not a word.
Okay, and now is?
I think it's investigative.
Well, I think
you could
think.
Put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Well, let's add it to the Hoch vocabulary.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. To all you parents out there getting ready to move your kids back, and you think you have a van reserved at Budget. You do. You do have the van reserved at Budget. We showed up at the place 8:00 in the morning. Good old Amir at the Northbrook Sheridan. I'm like, yeah, here to get the van. Sorry, the van's not here. I'm like, what do you mean the van's not here? It's 8:00. I've got a window of opportunity with my daughter. I got to get out of here. I got 3.5 hour ride. Then I got to load up all the crap, and I got 3.5 hour ride back. So he's like, it's not here. I'm like, okay, Amir, you think you could help me locate where it is? Right? I'm like, it's 8:00 in the morning. Oh, you know, I'm ready to go. Let's go. Did my stretching. I'm going to be moving around. No, sir, you got to call the 800 number. So long story short, call the 800 number. Half hour on the phone with the 800 number. Very nice guy, Ricky. Very nice guy. He's like, there's a van in Skokie. I'm like, well, if I drive to Skokie, are you sure it's there? No, you got to call Skokie to make sure it's there. I'm like, okay, great, great, great. He's like, we show it's there. Nobody in Skokie picks up. We got a van that shows in Naperville. I'm like, all right, we're heading west anyway. We'll stop off in Naperville. No problem. We'll leave my wife's car there. We'll get in the van. Boom. Keep going west. Call the Naperville guy. no van in Naperville.
Wow.
The guy in Naperville says, yeah, their system sucks. I'm looking outside. The van that is in the system that says there is not there. Great. I'm like, hey, Ricky, you're 0 for 2. So I call up, right? I get a hold of Joffrey. That's a public service announcement, right? Joffrey over at the Hyatt, he's like, I don't have one, but we got another one around the corner. I'm like, if you got another one around the corner, we'll start heading west, right?
Is that a virtual van or a real van?
No, it's a beautiful van. It's like a Chrysler, whatever the hell it is. It was beautiful, right? So he goes, gets it. We start rolling out there. We get there. He pulls up with the van. Boom. So I took care of Joffrey, gave him a little lunch money, and thanked him for the time. He's listening right now. And I told him I'd mention his name. So if you're looking to rent the van, call Joffrey at the Hyatt, at the Budget and Hyatt. But your parents said you think you got a car, you better go get it the night before and pay the extra $100 if you can afford it, or else you're going to show up and that van might not be there. So that's that. I just wanted to put that out there. So, you know, public service announcement. We have a texter, a listener up in the DeKalb area sent me this, okay? I hope you have a great show today. Please pass this on to your listeners. You have a listener who has breast cancer that was found on a routine mammogram. The surgeon challenged me to spread the word about routine mammograms and early detection. My surgery and follow-up care treatments are all very minimal, and there isn't even a discussion about prognosis. Also, this is too small to be found on a self-exam. This was found all in my regular annual mammogram. You have a huge audience and can actually save lives if you're willing. So there's the challenge, okay? Mm-hmm. So I accepted the challenge. If you're willing, while covering all your wide-ranging topics on your show today, could you actually save lives by reminding women, including your wife, to get annual mammograms? No pity party here. All things considered, I'm the luckiest, happiest girl you know. Preach it, Rabbi Hochberg. So she's my friend up in DeKalb, huge fan of the show, so I told her I would read it. So there you go. It's very important. And then we have a family of a World War II veteran who fought the Japanese Imperial Army on the islands of Saipan and Taipei. Okay, recently passed away. We helped him secure a reverse mortgage because I'm running an ad right now. It happens to be this guy, okay? His wife passed away a week before the closing of the reverse mortgage. Mm-hmm. He wanted to age in place. He didn't want to go into a nursing home. He didn't want to be a burden on his family. So he took out a reverse mortgage, okay? I think he lived another 12 to 18 months after that, passed away, okay? Family did everything that they were supposed to do to dispose of the house. Contacted the servicer. Hey, my dad just passed away. The servicer knows because they get the death certificate notice from Social Security. Call goes out. Family did every single thing right. Hired an attorney to sell the property. Payoff came in for like March 29th. They sold the house on April 5th. We have the payoff. I read the payoff. The payoff says if you don't close it on this date, add a per diem of $60.28, right? Every day after that, you're going to owe us an additional. Fine. They send in the money. The servicer is now coming back to them and saying, your home is in foreclosure. We're adding all of this stuff. So I am now taking up the cause. I sent a polite email yesterday to the fine folks at Aquin, PHH. Like, I don't understand what's happening here. I have a radio show on WGN. This listener called us to do the reverse mortgage. Their family listens. They're calling us for help. So I am seeking help from Aquin PHH Servicing to please address this. The family now was added thousands of dollars in added fees that they are allegedly supposedly paying for, which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I just want a answer to some type of peaceful, fast resolution so this family could close the estate out of their father. Mother passed away 2-3 years ago. Father fought for this country during World War II. What are we doing, right?
Yeah, it's hard enough losing a loved one and then having all your ducks in a row and then
right.
Go through that.
So. You think you got, you know, hey, okay, mom's passed, may her memory be a blessing, or dad's passed, may his memory be a blessing. Everything great, long lives into their 90s, God bless them, right? Hey, we hired an attorney, we got rid of the house, we did 6 months, we unloaded it, we cleaned it, we did everything we're supposed to do, and now this? So, PHH Aquin, shout out, check your emails from yesterday morning. I sent it, I think, about 6:30 before I started going to the budget fiasco, right? I took care of that, and I would just like some type of resolution, or, you know, I don't want it to get messy. You know, you work for a bank, a credit union. What mistakes are made?
They are, but you know what? This is a little bit beyond a mistake. I think they're doing what those are the people that are institutions that do things that are wrong.
Right.
And therefore, there's an easy remedy to this, and I can't believe that they haven't figured this out yet.
If this drops on your desk as executive vice president of Kane County Teachers Credit Union, okay, hold on. And before it gets to Mike, who's as good a guy as you, if not better, if that's even possible, right? And you're a good guy as him, if that's even possible. You're going to look at this and goes, somebody flipped the wrong switch here. Mm-hmm. Okay, and mistakes happen. What the hell are we doing here? And again, there are cracks in every organization. Right. We want a smooth of a landing, but there's mistakes that are made. And this obviously, and hopefully they could come to some type of quick resolution, or we're going to elevate it. That's all I'm going
to
say.
It's very simple to fix, David.
Right. I know
it's just that they, for some reason, either those people are not empowered
right.
to correct it.
Correct.
Or they haven't communicated to, as you are trying to do, to the right people to get it fixed.
Right.
So, obviously, with us, you've experienced us. We
yeah,
do that.
Right. It gets cleaned up.
It's not that difficult.
I call you with the mess in aisle five. I call Mike, who I haven't experienced a mess in aisle five. And there were, like, you know, one or two listeners that called in and might not gotten a call back or wasn't happy about the result, you know, the way something was resolved. I send emails to all the leaders of all these companies. That's what I said in the email. Listen, when a listener calls with a challenge and they're not happy with something, I contact that company before we go on the radio. And yes, I'm doing a little bit in advance, right? And because I want the public to know what's going on and that we fight for the public, right? And they have a chance to make this right. So let's make it right. The guy fought for our country in the Navy, the United States Navy, in Taipan and Saipan and I'm screwing up the names, but, you know, out in the Pacific, all right? It's not the nicest place there in World War II. Let's cut the guy a break when his family did nothing wrong, all right? So that's it. We're going to come back. Oh, and I got a present for you, okay? Starter kit. So I told you I'd get you the gold bond. So this is
part of being first chair.
Yep. That's step one, okay? that's the yellow,
high school band,
right? And here's step two. I didn't have a big enough bag. So that's the beginner, right? That's the yellow,
wow.
Yellow bottle. Here's the step up. This is the green bottle.
You didn't have to wrap it like
that. Well, yeah, I wasn't paying. I forgot bags. And then they didn't have the blue. So that's going to take you probably a month to go from the yellow to get acclimated.
Uh-huh.
After, I'm just giving you an example. When you get acclimated to yellow, graduate to green, it's going to take you about 2 months to get to green. So by the time August, September comes around, you'll be ready for the blue bottle of Gold Bond medicated powder.
Are there ages listed on these?
No, it's a life-changing experience, and you will thank me.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. I told you I would do it. I forgot it. But
what are you talking about? It's follow-through. You don't always be perfect, but it's how you respond.
Yes, yeah. I cleaned up my mess. I forgot that you were going to come on, and there you go. I brought them down for you. I hope you enjoy them as much as I've enjoyed them over the years.
I bet I will.
Okay, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 on the schedule. We're going over to Mike first. Coming back after the break, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Center Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Before we get over to you, Mike, 630. My breast cancer was found on routine mammogram 18 years ago. It was never palpable. Palpable?
No. Nailed it.
Palpable?
Okay. Palpable.
I'll just keep going. Doing fine after chemo and radiation, which is really all that matters. Also, men must ask for prostate screening. Know your PSA number, guys. I lost my husband to rapid growing prostate cancer and from Lombard. There you go. So I'm glad we're helping spread the word. Thank you, Ann. Glad you're doing well. Sorry to hear about your husband. So, guys, get checked. It is what
and
it
I
is.
Do.
And get checked every Thursday. Mm-hmm. I know it's a little over the top.
It's supposed to be once a year. No?
It's every 5 years, actually. But I go every Thursday. I just it's what I do. Huh? Don't judge.
Oh, you stay on top of your game.
Stay on top of my game. So I stay sharp. 312-981-7200. I'm doing it for the listeners. Not for myself, but not for my family, but for the listeners. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. LightQuest. So it took you, what, 6, 8, 10 months to work around with the marketing gurus out east to
it
come up with that?
It was a full year. We signed in December of 22. We finished in December of 23, and we went live in January. So, yeah, full 12 months. Yeah.
In all seriousness, marketing guy from Northern Illinois, right? So I went through all that in business school. I love marketing. I listen to ads and, you know, all that stuff. The logo, the font, everything's great. I think it really focuses on what your team does, which is transforms homes from okay to great, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I've got a beautiful home. You took my home, especially when it's dark. It was just a big black. I had two lights on the side of my house. Yep. You illuminated my home, and it's beautiful, especially the backyard when we have guests. So, nice job.
Absolutely, yeah. We love to create homes that people are proud to come home to, and then also spaces that they can use after dark in their backyard and entertain and stuff like that. People feel comfortable going outside your house at mm-hmm. nighttime. Most houses are not that way. You go outside, it's dark, and people are not comfortable sitting in the dark.
Got it. You don't know. Well, it's you don't know. There's a lot of skunks out there. Yeah. There's a lot of raccoons. There's, you know,
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. There's predators out there. You know, that just illuminates. It makes it more comfortable because you could see. You guys came out 2-3 years ago after we moved in, and we put a row of lights against our arborvitaes.
Arborvitaes.
Yeah, one of those. Yes. Okay, so I think my home is 120 feet wide.
Yeah,
so
probably,
we put arborvitaes in the back, and we couldn't see the backyard until I said, I don't like it. I just don't like the look because I can't see the back of the yard. You guys put in 8-10 lights across the 100 and some feet, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, just some soft light to just make it glow a little bit. We're not creating light pollution. We're just lighting objects is what we're doing.
Julian Elmhurst, listener of the show, how did you help her overcome her challenge?
It was actually Ken and Marge, but that's fine. The names don't matter, but they're listeners. Ken and Marge. Yep, in Elmhurst. They called. They had an existing system that wasn't performing quite the way they wanted it to anymore. Everybody, there's so many lighting systems out there that don't work, timing systems that don't work, light fixtures that are falling down, just not coming home to an illuminated house. So they want us to go out there and give us some ideas to fix that. So
Mike, do you repair systems also, or is it only replacing them?
No, we can repair. Matter of fact, that one in Elmhurst, not an option to repair. Last night I was at one, or not last night, yesterday afternoon I was at one. It took me an hour and a half to diagnose the system, and yes, we were able to repair that one, so I gave him a quote for repairing it, but sometimes you can't.
Why wasn't the Elmhurst opportunity good enough to repair? Was it old? Was it?
It was really old. So once fixtures get a certain age, the size sockets that the bulbs plug into, they don't contact the bulb contacts anymore. So they just, no matter if you put a new LED light lamp in there, the fixture is not good enough to be able to support that lamp.
Not going to be reliable.
It's not going to be reliable. Yeah, it goes up bumps. If the wind blows, the light fixture will actually go out. So I go around and test those and just see, look at the light fixtures and just see if they're worth putting money into them to get them up running or to replace it.
But if there's an opportunity to use the existing and upgrade whatever, the lighting, the wiring, the control panel system, yep. You'll do that.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's something that's like 20 years old, we're not even going to try to reuse the wiring. It just, you know, gets all green in the inside from water penetration, stuff like that. But yeah, if we can repurpose light fixtures, we like to repurpose light fixtures. Keep on the landfill.
Financing opportunities?
We do have financing opportunities as well. Yep, we do.
And what is it, in-house or is it through a third party?
It's through a third party called a company called Green Sky is what we're using right now. Okay. Different options. I think we offer three different options for financing stuff. Yes.
And working with builders, because we were referred to you from our builder.
Yes.
Right. And then my wife got two other lighting companies that came out and said, what you want to do can't be done. It literally can't be done. And then you came through and said, yeah, no, it's definitely doable. You got to feed it off of this and run it over there. I don't know what the hell you were saying. I'm like, sure, how much, right? I mean, as long as you could do what my wife wanted, because let's face it, guys, what's going to happen anyway, right?
Got to keep them happy.
You got to try, okay? I'm just putting it out. All you guys married more than 3 weeks, you'll understand. So you try. Joe, why are you laughing so hard?
I guess maybe I need to add some lights.
Yes, you need to add a lot of lights.
Yes.
So the consultation costs how much?
So we do, most of the consultations are free. But okay. When we are diagnosing an old system, we do charge $150 for that.
Okay.
Because of the time I put into it.
You know, sure.
I'm a certified outdoor lighting technician. Certified low voltage lighting technician and certified outdoor lighting designer. So we put a lot of schooling to diagnose these systems properly. So, yeah.
And it isn't just going out there, right? Because I was going to, because I am such a handy person, as everybody that listens to the show knows, Joe. Mm-hmm.
I've heard stories.
Yes. You know, I'm like, you know what? I see these things dropping into my feed with the solar panels on top. I'm like, these are cool, right? Let's go with the solar panels and it'll light up. It'll charge on Mac. I don't got to do a damn thing. Mm-hmm. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Right? I'll put them up on my fence posts. This is exactly what I want. You came out. I said, hey, I showed you the I'm like, what about these things? And?
Yeah, they're garbage. You know, people think that solar-powered lights are so good for the environment. Think about the cheap plastic that those fixtures are made from.
Yeah.
And think about the batteries that are inside those. And they may get 3 months out of them. They are actually horrible for the environment.
Okay.
So, and plus, the light is actually terrible. It's a terrible light. They're not reliable. So it's just not there yet.
Disposable.
Yeah. Yes.
I was smiling because at my house, you mentioned kind of the safety aspect. We have a lot of wildlife, so coyotes, things like that. So every time my wife has to take the dogs out at night, you know, it's listen to make sure she'll make it back.
Yeah. Kind of that's very that's a very common thing, yeah. Because you have a small little dog, a coyote could take that, you know, I don't want to beat, but that has happened.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It happened to my assistant.
Yeah.
The coyote picked the dog right off, Joe.
Yeah.
And those
hopefully
solar...
she's not listening.
Well, I don't understand why you bought her that bacon line jacket to take the dogs out.
It looks good.
It makes it real thinning and it's very 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 trendy right now.
I just salivate every time I see it.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah, it just, coyotes from 50 miles away are like staked out in your backyard waiting for your wife to walk your dog tonight. That's good.
A couple things to work on.
It's interesting that you recently increased the insurance, the life insurance policy on your wife as well.
This is a financial show.
Yeah. Well, no. You know, just and relationship advice. And that. Don't worry, Joe. We're in a live radio show. You're two for two.
We should have practiced at breakfast.
Right. Yeah.
Hello?
You're two for two.
Absolutely.
So,
I was going to say, you know, I have those solar lights that David was talking about.
Yeah.
They only last a year at most.
If you're lucky, yeah.
If we're lucky. Yeah. And yours, you know, we're talking about useful life here, probably.
Yeah, useful life, 20 years.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
And there's the amount of money that you would pay. It pays for itself versus buying those solar lights every year because they're not cheap either.
And fill in the landfill with them. Yeah.
And fill the landfill. Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I want to talk about how you can monitor everything off-site as well, because I've had challenges, which I know you find hard to believe, where certain sections of my entire system wasn't lighting up and lights weren't functioning, and you were able to diagnose it from your couch, which was very, very helpful.
Yep.
Not in my house, but in your home.
I was on your couch, yes.
In my couch, in my house. Hey, why are you in there when my lights are on? While I'm walking my dogs in my bacon jacket. 312-981 that Joel Spencer got me for my birthday. 312-981. You should go into business, Joel. You should be a spokesperson for that.
Now that you gave me the gold pond, I kind of owe you something.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got a lot more energy now. You can thank me later.
I will.
312-981. You could run to the bathroom right now, Dust. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I know these are, you know, high class problems.
Do you upgrade to the package where the spotlight follows you?
I have that.
What do you mean, like a movie star thing?
Yeah, like
no, it doesn't
David
follow.
Hopper's in the pool.
I'm looking good now. I have to admit, I do look good in a bathing suit.
I know, but it's not worth a spotlight.
No, not at all.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. So explain the remote monitoring of everyone's system, because you also have it set to the lunar clock. So the lights go on that as Joel's like, yeah, it's pretty fancy.
Lunar clock. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Impressive. I remember Joe Hogan didn't like that because it's an astronomical timer. And he goes, that's a bad name. I remember he talked about, you should rename that something else.
Right. Joel had his thoughts on things.
Joel
did
awesome.
Do a rebrand. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Lunar clock lighting.
Lunar clock.
Yeah. LCL. So talk about how you set up how you could fix challenges remotely and how your system is gauged towards the sun.
So the fixing remote challenges are not on every light system that we have. That is only for, you know, certain people like yourself.
Okay.
No, it has to be a Wi-Fi transformer in order to do that. And then we could check that, but most people just want simple. So we use an astronomical timer inside the transformer, and I can't do that with that. But all of our transformers know when sunset is, and they automatically turn on 20 minutes before sunset, and then they turn off whenever they want. Battery backup, daylight savings time in there, and everything. So it makes them pretty simple to take care of stuff.
Yeah. Even I can't screw it up. Yeah. That's how simple it is. And the monitoring of the system remotely, because sometimes I have a
GFCI.
Yeah, one of those.
Ground fault circuit interrupter.
Okay, one of those. I got a couple of those, Joel. I know you're jealous. So
you're doing very well.
I'm extremely well. Past 30 months have been kind of rough, so about ready to put a couple of those online to see if I get through this. But somehow they trip.
Yes. Yeah, they'll trip from electrical storms, you know, a little bit of moisture. They're designed to interrupt the circuit.
Yep.
The electrical system gets electrocuted when any moisture comes on air. Sometimes just a lightning bolt close by will get them to pop off. So, yeah, that's what they're meant to do, yes.
And you and he identified exactly where. Go to the back of this house or on the dog run, I just push the little button in. It resets, and the lights go on.
And we have diagrams of all of our lighting systems on file. So a customer calls and said, hey, the back lights aren't working. All right, so there's a transformer on the back of your house. Check that GFCI.
And that's what we do.
Yeah.
Yep. And you want to talk to home builders. You also want to talk to home designers. Because I introduced you to my old assistant, who's now this big wig interior designer up on the North Shore. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Yes. She's doing very well for herself. I had no idea she was that big of a shot. Right? She went from me, you know, breaking down loans to designing cruise ships to now designing multi-million dollar homes up and down the North Shore.
Great
for Lindsay. But explain how you work closely with home builders, home remodelers like Mega, and home interior designers.
Okay, we'll start with home builders. You know, some of the high-end home builders, they will provide everything. You know, they'll provide the landscaping, the driveways, the pavers, all that kind of stuff. And then to be able to add lighting into that is the option that will be coming there, and we can help them make their houses looking beautiful at nighttime as well. And to get that started in the process when they're building is the best time to do it, because then we can get sleeves under driveways, get sleeves under sidewalks, and be able to get our lights where we need to put them. Interior designers, a part of the space that they're designing is, you know, to be able to look out the windows and not just have a mirror or just a dark black space. You know, light up some of the trees and the plants out there and make that part of the interior space is what we like to push. Because it just adds more enhancement to what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So that's how interior designers come into it. Builders, any type of builders or waterproofing companies or any of that kind of stuff, we all kind of work with the same customers. You know, if your guys are out there and you see some lights broken down, send them our way. We'll help them with them. If we see somebody with a deck that's falling apart or, you know, a lake inside their basement, then, you know, we can send them. You know, that's all part of helping each other, you know, and make sure our customers are taken care of and helping each other and sending them to the people that we know and are going to take care of them properly is one of the most important things.
Trust.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's the smallest job you'll do? If somebody's got a deck and wants to just light up around the deck, or if somebody's got a huge backyard that they don't want their wife and two kids and how many kids you have, Joel?
Two.
Two and two dogs?
Yes.
Wife, two kids, two dogs get eaten by a pack of coyotes in their bacon jackets.
Yeah, what's a coyote-specific lighting package?
Yeah, for a guy like Joel Spencer.
So we say our minimum is $2,900. Okay. But we have done jobs that are smaller than that. We've done jobs where somebody only needs two or three light fixtures, and we'll go out there and happy to do that. So, but probably $1,500. By the time you buy a transformer and a couple lights, you're going to be close to that kind of number. But $2,900 is what we advertise as our minimum. And we do jobs all the way up over six figures, you know, so, yeah.
Does true love start at $20,000 for, like, Joel when he's out there pricing it out? Is that where true love really crosses over? You go from loving to really true love because kids and the dogs and the wife are involved?
Well, you got to balance that. You know, what's better? Is the life insurance policy worth more or the lighting? So it's a equation that hopefully the banker can help us with.
Well, yeah. I'm taking notes.
Family first, though.
Family first, well. All right, we got to hit a break here. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Mike Long at LightQuest, what's the best number and website to reach out?
Phone number is 262-358-9100, and we have our office manager in the office today. She'll be happy to take your calls today. Or our website is calllightquest.com. So it looks kind of weird. There's three L's in a row, CALLIGHT, so calllightquest.com.
All right, and somebody will respond immediately.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
All right. Before we hit the break, 815 David, next year rent the storage unit near your daughter's college and store the stuff during the summer, which, thank you, Texter, we did, but I needed a van to get the futon and all the other stuff from her dorm room to the storage and then schlep all the other stuff on a packed minivan back from Iowa City to Northbrook at pulled in at 10:30 last night. Went right to bed.
It's a long day.
Very long day. But I came right back, rallied for our listeners, because I'm a man of the people.
Yes, you are.
Joel, I know you're looking and you're asking yourself, because I could tell right in your head, how does he do it week in, week out, and maintain this level of excellence and make it look so easy?
That's almost exactly what was going through my head.
And I could tell you, don't try it at home, because it's not as easy as I make it look. Okay?
That's why you work out every morning.
That's why I work out.
Prepare.
That's right. That's right. 312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. It says the schedule going to Joe, but we're going to put Joe on the next one because I want Joe to see how experts work, because this is his first show.
There's a lot of Joes around here.
Yeah.
Right. He's already
Joe and Joel.
He's already 0 for 2. He's had somebody call. He's talking away from the mic and waiting to start eating on the microphone, too. His wife, Colette, has been texting him throughout the show. What are you doing? You're embarrassing the entire family.
Yes.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Come back with Joel Spencer from PermaSeal. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with Dave Schwani. We'll be back after the news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Mike, we got a text coming out of the break here. Do you service St. Charles?
Absolutely.
I'm going to St. Charles after this for a derby party.
Awesome.
My partner, Dave Hendrickson, is having a derby party. I'm sure you all...
Do you got your hat?
Invited.
Your bonnet? What do they call them?
Yeah. I've got my julep.
Mint julep.
Yeah. I don't even know.
You guys sound like seasoned derby vets.
Yeah, we're derby vets, and it's the 4th of May, so may the 4th be with you. I guess that's something that we're supposed to say, too, for you Star Wars aficionados out there. 312-981-7200. And Colette, Joe's wife, would like to know who's calling Joe in the middle of the show. I wouldn't worry about who's calling him, Colette. I'd worry about all the text messages and all the pictures he's getting via text to him. I'd be more concerned about that. And thanks for sharing, Joe. It's very kind that you're sharing all of the all those texts from. I don't know what their names are, but very interesting. Very flexible, Joel. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Let's talk about sump pumps, baby.
We're going to pump
you up. You up.
Yeah. Hans and Franz.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you want to be?
That was terrible, wasn't it? That was bad.
I'll be Hans. You could be Franz. So sump pumps. We've got the rainy season is upon us. We are fully into spring. I think we could cross the snow off for the rest of this. I think we've transitioned, if you will, in seasons. And we're now heading into the rainy season. And holy smokes, do we get some rain since you've been in. You want to talk more about that and how our listeners can protect themselves?
I do, yeah. So spring weather, we've been seeing some of that rain. There's more coming. And obviously in springtime, a lot of people are talking about putting their yards together and handling their checklists inside and out. And one thing people don't check is their sump pump. And it's really the most critical part of the waterproofing system in people's basements. We refer to it as the heart. Your waterproofing system, your sump pump. And so, especially during the winter, most sump pumps don't work very much. It's cold, dry, things are frozen. And as things start raining, that's when you find out whether your pump still works or not.
Is this a safe thing to say? If our listeners had water challenges in their basement prior to the winter, that now that we're having more snow, that it's not going to magically disappear between seasons?
Yeah, you can rest assured if you've had a problem before, it will come back if you don't take care of it. And the thing with sump pumps is you don't know when that's going to be a problem for you. So they're mechanical things. They have a life. There's a lot of people that make reliable pumps, but still you don't know when and how long how long they're going to last and when they're going to fail. But they all do fail.
Right. What percentage? That was one of my favorite things when Joe was in here with your father. What percentage of pumps fail, and Joe would go into his Roy Spencer,
100%.
I
don't have a good voice for that, but 100%. Yeah, 100% of them do fail.
So the average lifestyle, the average life span.
They live a lavish life.
They're crazy.
They're down in a wet hole all day long, just soaking water up.
Okay, well, Mike's went south on that one.
No, it's a sump pump hole. Uh-huh. Come on.
Yeah, I understand. I'm going to go in another direction.
You went the wrong way.
Down the rabbit hole there. Okay, so not the lifestyle of a sump pump. Thanks, Mike, for bringing that to vivid description. Lifespan of a sump pump, typically how long?
I would say a primary pump, you know, we say about 5 years on average.
Really?
So they can die in under a year. We've seen them last 10 or 12 years. You don't really know for sure. There's a lot of factors, but I would say that's a good average.
And how would a typical homeowner, right, that doesn't know much about anything mechanical, except turn on their heating and air conditioner and lock their doors, guilty, right? In that pool.
Like your David Hochberg type.
Everybody in the David Hochberg pool that doesn't know anything about mechanical that has to do with their home, how do they know if their pump is on the verge of needing to be replaced?
So the reality is you really don't know, and most people wouldn't, and almost nobody goes down and tests their sump pump. So you kind of rely on it rains, and most people hear it running, and that's how they know it's working. You know, you might hear a funny noise, you might hear something that might suggest it's going bad, but usually you don't. It usually just stops working at some point.
You have the annual maintenance program at PermaSeal. Can you explain that real quick before we hit the break?
Definitely. So we have an annual maintenance where we'll come out once a year and we'll check everything in your environment inside and outside the home, including the sump pumps. And so that's a program we have. And then also we'll want to talk about backup pumps and our device called the Basement Defender, which actually, instead of once a year, tests and makes sure your pumps are okay every single day.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We got a nice texter here who had your company out, and you followed up and had your guy, they made a decision, they want to roll, get put on the list. Are you backing up right now, or are you still, what's the time frame to get a crew out to our listeners' basements to do the work?
Definitely depends on the type of need. We are getting busier with the spring, but we definitely have room. You know, we can get people in pretty quickly still.
In 1 week?
If you have a sump pump out, something like that, we'd definitely be there within the week.
Our
larger projects, they need permits, and depending on your municipality, those types of things.
What's the municipality that causes PermaSeal the biggest problems? You want to go local with that? You want to go live? Probably. All right, we're going to go to break.
I'm having trouble with my mic.
312. There's more than one. Three, yes, he's smiling, shaking his head, but he will not go on the record. 312-981, very smart. I just was trying to try. I was going to cut his mic off if he did, but I just want to see if he'd take the bait. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. More with Joel Spencer from PermaSeal after these messages. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? For some? Some pimp.
Whoever looks in there.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some
sump
pit. Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We've got Paul in Gray's Lake with a question for you. I know you wanted to talk about... what were we talking about? I'm having a senior moment about the, my God.
Sump pumps.
Yeah, thank you. We got Paul in Gray's Lake, and then we got Maryland and Chicago coming up next. Paul, you got a question for Joel.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Hey, Paul.
Okay, I have a sump pump rock that's 16 inch, and I was wondering if your combination sump pump and battery backup unit would fit in it. What I read all the time is it has an 18-inch base. Do you have a unit that'll fit in the 16-inch crock?
Yeah, we have different. So depending on the pumps you need, we do have pumps that would fit in that size basin. But if we came out, we would help you kind of assess your capacity needs and what you need from a pumping perspective, and whether or not you need a new sump pit, you know, for the new pumps. So a lot of times primary and backup pumps, your two pumps you need, they'll stack one on top of another. but it is a little bit of a tight environment, so it just depends on what size pumps you need.
Can you increase the diameter from 16 to 18? Is that a possibility or no?
You would remove it and put a larger one in, but you definitely could.
Okay. The sump pump talk.
Okay, and also when you would put a pump in, do you also clean the pit?
Every time,
I have a pit without, it doesn't have a concrete bottom. It has just a soil or a dirt bottom.
We would clean that
gravel,
out.
Gravel, actually.
Definitely. We would clean that out, and we would also put a pump stand. So it's a plastic stand that the pump could rest on, so it's not sitting in that dirt or on the gravel. But we would clean it out when we're there doing the rest of the work. And when we mentioned kind of the annual maintenance program, we'd clean it every year.
So, Paul, when's the last time your pit was cleaned?
Oh, man. 20 years ago?
20 years ago. Man.
It's almost due.
That's probably ripe down there, Paul. So we're going to put you on hold. Take it easy, Mike. Let it go. Just leave it right there. I see it's about getting ready to leave to cross the thresholds of your teeth. Don't say it. So, Paul, I'm going to turn your mic off, Mike. I swear to God. So, Paul, we're going to have a member of your team give a call. Those are the calls you get every day.
Every day. So it's not unusual. No one ever cleans their sump pit.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. So however long you've lived there is probably how long it's been since it's been cleaned.
Is it a pressure washing type of deal, or do you go in there with scrub brush? I have no idea.
No, it's a manual hand process. So okay. We'll go in and get rid of any excess debris. We'll clean pumps off, so we have a solution, safe solution to clean it off.
Paul, help's on the way. Marilyn, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling. You ready?
My question, I'm a new homeowner, and I've never had a sump pump before. Are they supposed to be that noisy?
Hold on.
I mean, when it rains and stuff, it's always going, and it seems so loud and a lot of water. I had a new battery put in about a year ago. And I guess it's working. It's just that I thought it wasn't going to be that noisy.
It's
a room that has the furnace and the hot water tank.
What does it sound like, Marilyn?
I usually keep.
Can you give us an idea of the sound it makes?
Like a real loud flushing.
Okay.
You know, like flushing that would be really amplified.
Got it.
And then you hear the water. You know, it's. I've asked other people, and they says, "Well, no, they don't think that there's." There's noise, and I think, well, is there something wrong with mine? I mean, it's new. It shouldn't be, you know, a problem, but I just can't believe the noise. And then with all the rain we've had lately, it's really been going.
Does it sound?
I guess that's what it's supposed to do, but.
Does it sound something like this? Because this is what it sounds in my house. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Mine's like a diesel engine because I spent extra. I upgraded.
Oh. High capacity.
It's normal then, it should be that loud.
Well, without hearing it, it's hard to say exactly how loud it is. I mean, if it's right below a living area, it's definitely more noticeable than if it's in another part of the home. Certainly worth getting checked out if it doesn't seem like it's operating normally. So if it seems really loud to you, it very well may be, and it's worth checking out. Even if it's a newer pump, you know, there's different things we can do depending on what's causing the noise, if it's the pump itself or the discharge line the water travels through. You know, in some cases, we can help make it a little bit quieter or at least identify and make sure and kind of reassure you that it's working properly.
How long have you been in the house, Marilyn?
About 2 years.
2 years. And when is it a new house or an existing house? An existing build?
Existing.
All right. So you don't know, Marilyn. Who the heck, Marilyn? That could be a 20-year-old pump. Who knows? So your service fee to get on the program for the yearly annual checkup is what?
Well, for an estimate to go and take a look is free.
Oh, nice.
And then if we did provide some service and, say, replace those pumps and you needed them, then the annual maintenance is about $100.
Marilyn, is that something you like? Where in Chicago are you, north, south, or west?
Northwest.
That's within the service area. Would you like a PermaSeal professional to come out to check out what's going on down in your sump pump?
Would it have to be one that's actually working? Because it doesn't, like today, it's not raining or, you know, I don't know when you would have to hear the noise.
How does that work?
Would it have to be?
We can actually simulate that. So we'll put water into the sump pit, fill it up, and cause the pump to run to kind of see what noise it makes and how it's operating for you.
And if it's normal. I mean, if it's going to be what I'm going to have to live with, so be it. But if there's any...
Whoa, we just lost Marilyn. Okay, we had nothing to do with that. We're going to send somebody out to the northwest side of Chicago to look for Marilyn and make sure she's okay because she completely dumped off the line. But you... Hey, Patrick, call Marilyn back, see what type of Mr. Floor cleaning product, and apologize for dumping her call. We lost her. So, but you can stimulate the scenario by just flooding the system with water.
Right. So we go in all the time. Obviously, if we're in a home while it's raining, we can see a lot of things live. Most of the time, we're coming, you know, in between rainstorms
because
it only rains on certain days. So, yeah, we have different ways to test and see anything that's going on in the home.
Text message: had PermaSeal at a rental home this past Thursday late afternoon. The service tech emailed me three different options. Extremely thorough and great. He did tell me he was going to call me on Friday, but you had called somebody, you had forwarded this message because the sales rep got busy and didn't return their call on Friday, and somebody has already followed up with this texter. He told me as soon as we decide the option, I'll be put on the list. I know he's busy, but I need to get the basement leakage resolved. It's been a nightmare for me and my tenants for the past 6 months.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, we definitely gave him a ring this morning,
yeah.
So we'll get that set up.
So thank you, 815. But 6 months, that's what I was talking about earlier. If you had the problem 6 months ago, it's not going to disappear.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's only going to get worse. All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, what's the best number to reach at?
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
All right. We're going to come back with Colette's husband, Joe
Menalocino.
Menalocino, also known as Colette's husband. She couldn't be here. She had more pressing things going on. She was way too busy to attend a radio show that her husband was making his appearance on. So that's fine. She has to set her priorities. It would be nice for her to...
Next time.
To list priorities, being supporting her husband, but, you know...
She's doing
a great
job.
She can help us pronounce his last name.
Yeah,
right?
She can help.
Tending her garden and weeding was a lot more important than showing support for her husband.
Oh, right. You got your priorities.
I know.
Priorities.
Executive Vice President Joe Menalocino... coming up next, talking about all the fine work that you have done, helping our WGN listeners.
Thanks to you.
Close to $4 million in business during the first 4 months of the year.
Absolutely. A little bit more than, just slightly above $4 million.
All right. We're going to talk about different situations that I've mentioned these situations on the show and how you've helped the listeners who I've mentioned on the show who've contacted me from the show that I couldn't help or I could help. But it was better for them to go to you, for you to help them, in a lot more detail coming up next. If our listeners want to reach out to PermaSeal, Joel, what's the best number again?
800-421-7325.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with Schwani coming up next. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got a text in about sump pump 2 or 3 years old. You wanted to quickly mention about the backup before we jump over to Joe?
Yeah, so Dave had a question. Sump pump's 2 or 3 years old. Is there any maintenance that he needs to perform? So we mentioned kind of that annual maintenance program. We do recommend annually that pit gets cleaned out and the pump gets cleaned. And then the product we offer called the Basement Defender, which actually tests and monitors your pump every single day. So it monitors 24 hours a day, and it tests it every day so you don't have to. So really the best maintenance you can have is exercising the pump, let it run each day, and that's what our Basement Defender helps you do.
Thank you, Andrew, for the text, because Andrew put his name on the text. Phone number for our listeners wanting to get more information about that and other products.
800-421-7325.
All right, I started my relationship with King County Teachers Credit Union with a gentleman by the name of Mike Lee, an officer, Dave
Kintz.
From the...
He is the chief police at Elgin Community College.
Elgin Community College came up to me about a year ago, said, hey, I think you should meet Mike over at KCTCU. I'm like, great. We talked. We hit it off. Long story short, we started doing business with secured credit cards and secured loans to help our listeners enhance their credit. And over the past year or about 8 to 10 months,
eight
about
to
ten,
that. 8 months, 8 to 9 months, yes.
We've had meetings with my team and your team at your facility, and we've expanded the offerings, and you were a little leery about offering the secure credit cards to those coming that were in a Chapter 13, but you checked with your legal department?
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, a secured card is a secured card regardless if they're in whatever situation they're in.
But most companies won't do that.
Yeah, and it's because there is a timing in regards to when you can get additional debt or certain debt before
you pay off the 13.
Exactly. Right. So we are well versed in when not to do those things.
So what is that debt? And I'll just explain real quickly. Mm-hmm. That helps our listeners establish their credit while they're currently in a Chapter 13. Why? Because sometime during the month, you are going to spend money on the four T's, toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation.
Yes.
You are going to need to live. So instead of paying cash or a debit card where you're getting no credit for those transactions, you give King County Teachers Credit Union $500. They give you a secured credit card. You use that. Every transaction you make coming out of a bankruptcy, your credit is getting stronger. Every payment you make, your credit is getting stronger. Mm-hmm. And you're doing that while you're in the Chapter 13 bankruptcy, and you guys have approved up to two $500 credit cards or one up to $1,000.
Whatever, I mean, to be quite honest, whatever amount of cash that they have, they want
perfect
to put down, we will do it.
All right, game on. Okay. Look at that. We just expanded the program.
Yep.
So I've given you a lot of different scenarios. We're probably sending you over 10 referrals, 10 leads from the show.
Yeah, it feels like there's 10 a day, but there's a lot.
Would I qualify, just asking, for employee of the quarter with all of the business? I'm just as
you need a parking spot?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Nice plaque, some recognition. I'm just saying.
We don't have that right now, but I think we might have to institute employee of the quarter.
Who doesn't work at KCTU.
Who doesn't work at KCT Credit Union.
Okay, I just want some type of recognition.
Yeah.
Probably have good odds.
Yes, probably I'm the only one. And my team. You can just do Team Hochberg because everybody under me, under that umbrella, on my team, falls under that umbrella, and we're all sending you boatloads of opportunities every single
absolutely
week.
Absolutely. Great leads.
All right, so let's go over some numbers here. How many total credit cards have you opened since we started the project to help consumers, listeners, establish credit, strengthen their credit, and reinforce their credit?
93, and there's many right now in the pipeline.
Okay.
The momentum is significant right now.
How many total HELOCs do we have in place right now that are in any one way, shape, or form that will close within the next 30 days?
We have probably upwards of about 25, maybe 30 last time I checked.
Okay. And year to date, the number in total dollars of home equity line of credit and home equity loans, most of them are home equity line of credit, total HELOCs are how much?
We're upwards of just above $4
million. $4 million.
Regarding HELOCs and fixed,
because
we also have a fixed closed then home equity loan product.
But you told me during breakfast 3.6 were home equity line of credit.
Yes, that's correct.
So why are we partnering? Because here's why, and then you could build upon it.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you some examples of listeners we had this week alone. A gentleman is married, both second marriages. I put him into a 3-point-something, low threes on the 30-year fixed loan. He owes $300,000. Mm-hmm. House is worth $700,000. Okay, she's moving in with him this weekend. He's got $90,000 worth of credit card debt. She has $25,000 worth of credit card debt. They thought their credit was in the 500, so I'm like, all right, if your credit's in the 500s, I'm going to do an FHA cash out refinance. If your credit's higher, I'm not going to blow you out of your 3% loan. It's better to go to Mike and to Joe and to John and to Jessica over at King County Teachers Credit Union. Mm-hmm. Pulled his credit. He was a 690. She was a 680, whatever the heck it was. I'm like, okay, we're going to refer you over there. $4,000 a month is down to $900 a month?
Approximately $900 a month. Between $800 and $900, just close to $900, yes. And that's an incredible savings of $3,100 a month that they now have saved and gained.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that relief of that financial stress that they're feeling right now.
It's a life-changing amount of money.
It is. It's very life-changing, and this is why we love what we do at our credit union. We do life-changing structure that we build in regards to their financial debt.
Here's another one. Lady calls me, girlfriend of one of my longtime clients. 620 credit score. Turned out to be 635. Yeah. She wanted a home equity line of credit. You go to any big bank with a 635 credit score, you're not even going to be allowed in the door because most of them have a floor of 680. She owed $170 on her first loan. Her home was worth $400,000. Mm-hmm. She made $125,000. She's got child support coming in from the ex-wife, ex-husband. Here's the challenge. Her credit was hit because she has to come up with $16,000 to pay for last year's tuition that her ex-husband was responsible for and didn't pay. Mm-hmm. Son is trying to make plans for next semester to register for classes, but the university won't allow them to because they owe $16,000. $9,000 on credit card debt. That's why her credit is so bad, because she had to take out credit and load it up. Mm-hmm. And she took out she has $16,000 left on a car loan in double digits because her credit scores were so bad. Okay, most of the people, debt on arrival. You guys approved her for a $50,000 HELOC that's going to save her how much?
Well, if I recall that one, we're probably saving her, I think, up to $300 to $400 a month. And again, life-changing. I mean, she's a single mom. That $400 or $500 a month that she's gaining is money that she can use to obviously take care of other things that needs to be done with her children. So it's incredible.
Nobody else in this market would give her a home equity line of credit. The rate's a little higher, but it's adjusted to risk. But she paid off her kids' college tuition.
That's correct.
$9,000 worth of credit card debt.
That's correct.
The car loan.
That's correct. Car loan, everything. Now, the thing is what's most important to understand is this credit score is an algorithm. You need to look at the person's credit report to really understand what the situation is. And once we get that understanding, we know how to fix it. We know how to increase their credit score. We know exactly what that they can afford to make this, where other places they just don't do the math. They won't go through that detail with their customers and so forth. So
I've got three more examples after the break. One is a lady who's listening right now that lives in a co-op in Evanston.
Yes.
Another one is a gentleman who lives up on the northwestern suburbs who lost his job, $200,000 job during COVID, amassed $200,000 worth of credit card debt and personal loans at a monthly payment of $7,000 a month.
That's correct.
And he had to go to a short-term job to work $18 an hour in order to provide health insurance for his wife and his young daughter. Finally, after COVID, got a job. He's back making $200,000 a year. Wife got a job. They amassed over $200,000 worth of debt.
Yes.
Okay. Sent them over to you because they had like a 2.75% first loan.
Mm-hmm.
I could have teed them up. Mm-hmm. I could have absolutely teed them up. And any other lender would have teed them up and said, nope, you got to leave the 275. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the right thing to do.
No.
And he would have done anything I told him to do, because to eliminate that payment was the elephant on his head. $200,000 worth of debt.
Mm-hmm.
I could have drove that, and I could have got it, but we didn't, because it wasn't the right thing
to
do.
That's right. You were going to put him in a situation that wasn't.
Any other lender, most lenders would have refinanced him and taken him out of his 2.75% loan.
Absolutely.
We didn't do that.
No. So what we've done is...
Oh, hang on. Okay. That's called a tease.
Oh, it's a tease.
We're going to call a tease. Go through the text messages of all the ladies that are sending you pictures. I don't know how they got your cell phone number.
Don't know.
847. Hold on. I got it right. 847. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's called. He's checking his phone. MegaPro's called, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it, because it would take you to a very unique set of sites, and then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. All right, our guy out in the northwest suburbs, okay, lost his job during COVID, amassed $200,000, combination of $140,000 credit card debt and $60,000 of those short-term high-interest rate consumer loans, Best Egg, Lending Club, Lending Street, Main Street, all of those things.
All those ones.
He was paying $7,000 a month to service that $200,000 worth of debt.
Yes.
You got him a HELOC. I introduced him to you guys. And what did you do?
So this is a pretty simple fix. So he had the equity in his house.
His house is worth $800,000.
$800,000. So we gave him the line of credit,
right,
that he was needed to pay right off this debt, and gave him some more
room
for emergency for him to use. Exactly. Yeah. And so he went from that $7,000, and just and he's now in the low thousands, $1,100 to $1,200 yeah a month. I mean, again, the savings is astronomical.
That's a $5,900 a month savings. Okay, that's just it. That's life altering for this couple and their child.
Yeah,
life altering.
And there's nobody there, David, other than you and us that can inform them, educate them, teach them that there's these products out there.
Right.
What's always mind boggling to me is that how do people get in so much debt without somebody talking to them? Because they got it from one of these financial institutions,
sure,
right? You would think one of these financial institutions would have the heart or the idea of saying, hey, hold on a second here. Let's try to look at this in a different light, and let's see what we can do to restructure all that debt that you got and get you in a better place.
Why would they do that? Okay, here's the yin to the yang. Hold on. You've got $60,000 in consumer loans,
right,
those high interest rate short-term loans that mm-hmm they're making 20 to 30%. You think anybody on the other side of that phone or the other side of the click gives two beans about this family out in the northwest suburbs? The guy that got blown out who had to work $18 an hour, wasn't his fault. Mm-hmm. He lost his job. His wife mm-hmm had to go back to work. Yeah. They had to feed their kid. They had to pay their mortgage. They got their mortgage was only a couple hundred grand.
Right.
And they lived in an $800,000 home. But how did they survive? They put on their credit cards. They don't give a crap.
No.
We give a crap.
Absolutely.
Okay, we saved them $5,900.
That's correct.
So he's taking that money, paying himself back.
Yes.
He's going to pay down that $200,000 worth of debt over $60,000.
And imagine if he can invest some of that money, the wealth he can do.
Sure.
And that's the other part of it. It's like, look, now that we've saved you this astronomical amount of money, start putting it to work.
Sure.
Because that's the best thing you can do after we've saved them thousands of dollars on a monthly basis.
WGN listener, Co-op Evanston.
Oh, yeah. The co-op, you sent me a co-op. Now, co-op is I don't want to go into too much detail. But
Communal living.
It's a communal living. You got to buy shares to become a property owner, so on and so
very
forth.
Very challenging to get financing.
Exactly. And it's also a different way of, securitize your position because you got to find a UCC statement. But anyways, when talking to her, we identified that a home equity loan maybe not the best choice because she didn't need that much money.
No, she just needed some.
She just needed $16,000.
Right,
that's all she needed.
But her place is worth like $200,000.
Absolutely. So right, you know, we talked about different options. Educator, she was so happy to understand more on the different types of products, sure, that we can offer her. And she says she's learned a whole bunch. But that personal loan that I was going to give her, she says, Joe, I just want to be honest with you. I'm going to pay it off in 6 months.
Right.
I'm
so
like,
what?
Okay. So what?
Right.
I says, look, I'm going to put it in an affordable payment for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to pay it in a month from now, that's fine.
Right.
Well, we're here to help you. And she was like, wow, you're not worried about losing money? I'm like, look, this is what we do here. All I ask you, you're going to be an advocate of our credit union.
Yep.
You're going to get me more business because I'm doing the right thing for you, not
right
the wrong thing. And she says, absolutely. She has two sons who are very fluent professionals, and she's going to send them to us and help them with some of their financing needs.
We have 2 minutes before the break.
Yes.
The gentleman that lives in Glenview,
yes,
that bought a home that was like where they stack bodies. We talked about it during last week's show because I had a construction loan guy in here. It was a like circa 1989 home that you would think gangsters would hole up in off around Lake Beach, right?
Right.
The guy bought the property. The home needs to be completely raised.
Right.
He took out. How did he finance that property?
He financed it through credit cards, yeah, taking advances on credit cards, accumulated upwards to $150,000 of credit card debt. Because they wanted to buy this land and put structure in other ways too.
But can I just make a blanket
it's
statement
just
right
incredible
here?
Incredible. And he didn't know he could get a home equity loan
right
until you talked to him.
Financing property off your credit cards? Probably not the most
no
financially beneficial way
no
of financing property, especially at cash yeah advances of $160,000.
Exactly.
He lived in a $700,000 home in Glenview. He had $150,000 on his
yes
mortgage. And I think my comment was, what the hell are you doing?
Absolutely.
Right? And I'm just like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Now that I got that out of the way, I feel mm-hmm better. great credit.
Great credit. It was easy for us to fix it. More than enough equity in his house.
Sure.
Didn't understand that he could tap into the equity in his house and do what he needs to do.
Saved him a ton of money. Saved him over $5,000 again.
Right. So, therefore, you know, he reinvested it. Basically, when it's all said and done, if he would have done this from the beforehand, he wouldn't have been paid all these extra amount of interest and so on. And now we've saved him tens and thousands of dollars.
He's very handy. I think he's an HVAC guy or a plumber or something. Yeah. He wants to do all the work himself. He's in the trades.
Yeah.
So he's going to raise this house. He's got 150 feet of waterfront on a lake, and now he's got all of his credit card debt paid off. What happened to his credit scores after paying off all that debt?
If I were to check, I believe this person was in the mid-600s, and now it's in the upwards of the high 700s.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take that much time, because once you pay off all that credit card debt, one of the parts of the algorithm is that utility. How much capacity have you used or not used, and it's a big part of your credit score.
Think of a hot air balloon loaded down with sandbags.
Yeah.
When you pay off $160,000 worth of debt that you finance on your credit cards to buy a piece of property, mm-hmm. and you replace it with the $300,000 home equity line of credit, mm-hmm. that 160 is going to pay off your debt, all the sandbags are gone and the balloon's going crazy and it goes straight up. Yes.
Yeah. I would just say, I mean, some things feel kind of obvious, but overall, most people don't know all the options that are available to them. I certainly don't.
Yeah.
So it just pays.
And that's about education, right? It's about education. That's what David does. That's what we do. When one of our members or an applicant comes into our shop, I make sure that our frontline staff, and they do such an incredible job. Jessica, John, Jackie, the real estate department, all of them, the branches. What they do is they look at the credit report and see if there's anything that we can do to save them more money. What we'll also do, one last thing, David, I want to mention, is that after their credit score goes up, 6 months later, we tell them, come back. We'll cannibalize that loan. We'll get you to a lower rate. We'll get you to a lower payment. Those are the right things to do, and they love us for it.
So instead of employee of the quarter, I'm thinking maybe like a crown. I like walking around with bedazzled, jeweled. It could be
King of non-employees.
Yeah, king of non-employees. I think that's a good title. Yeah.
Well, David, we said that you are part of our select employment group, and we decided to change that for you and call you the special employer guru.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
I'd like a parking spot under a tree so it's shaded.
We got a spot for you. It's actually, I got a corner parking spot.
Back by the dumpster.
I'd like an apple tree. Can you plant an apple tree for me?
If we have. Okay. Absolutely.
Joel, he got him saying yes. Just keep going.
Promises are being made.
Right. Mm-hmm. And checks are being written, and I'm going to cash them. 312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. If our listeners want to find out more about KCTCU, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, they can call our 847-741-3344. Again, 847-741-3344. We'll pick up your call, and we'll get you directed to the right person.
All right. Home Sweet Home Chicago coming back after the news. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Plus, my wife, Elise Hochberg, is calling in for a special announcement. I'm going to save it for after the news. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Mike and Aurora, hang on. 312-981-7200. You're coming up next. I have my wife, Elise, on the phone. Hi, Elise. How are you, sweetheart?
Good, David. How are you?
How's your back?
My back is good.
She tweaked
it yesterday. I'm sitting next to Lindsay on the couch, and she's sleeping and is completely uninterested.
Okay, good. Well, it's our anniversary tomorrow, Joel.
Happy anniversary. Yep.
We made it 22 years and 364 days.
Congratulations.
Oh,
happy anniversary.
That's awesome.
What, I got it wrong?
No, I thought you were going to have it wrong. I thought you were going to say 22. It's year 23.
2001.
There haven't been any mistakes
David.
Yet today.
Right. I'm a mortgage guy. I'm a numbers guy. That was close. All right, that was really close. All right, so I just wanted to call to let everybody know and profess my love to my wife.
And sing to her. Now Lindsay's awake and making faces.
Okay, ready?
What are you saying?
Whatever she wants.
Happy anniversary.
All right, 312-896-2111. It's a MicroPro's call. Take some phone line. Ready, Elise? Ready? Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to my loving wife, Elise. Couldn't think of anybody I wanted to be married to any more than you. Happy anniversary to you.
Yay.
I love you.
Yay. Thank you. I love you.
Joel's like, how, what was the over-under? It was like 7 years, Joel.
I know, it. Right?
We got to 6.5, and the odds makers were at the...
They're sweating.
Yeah, they were at the they were at the window ready to cash checks, but we rallied. We fooled them.
Yeah. Proud of you.
Yeah, and how do you keep them? How do I keep my wife so happy?
Exterior illumination.
Exterior illumination. Mike's on today. Mike Long.
Hey, Elise.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
How are you? Good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Happy anniversary to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
How happy are you with our lighting?
I'm very happy. Mike does the best job. Yep. Our house looks beautiful.
Yeah. Mike went through his receivables and his invoices of all of his clients since he started the company. And we are in the upper 1% of revenue created job for the old Mike's Landscape Lighting. So you can thank.
I love our bistro lights.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah, they're fun.
Thank you, Mike. You're the reason I work weekends.
You're welcome.
To pay for your freaking lights. All right, sweetheart. Can't wait to celebrate tomorrow.
Okay, me too.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
That's how you keep a woman happy.
There you go.
Right there. Get a radio show, Joel, and you sing to him once a year. That's it. That's all it takes.
All right.
Mike and Aurora, how are you? Noted. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
How can we help you, my friend?
My daughter's getting a divorce. The good news is she's getting the house. The bad news is she has to refinance to get his name off the mortgage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of anxiety about that.
Okay.
We want to help her out. And so we've considered paying it off out of my wife's 401k.
Okay.
But then we take an interest penalty, or, you know, heavy interest, and lose the investment results.
Yep.
The other thing is she could refinance in her name, and we would just make the payment for her. Or our home is paid off, we could probably refinance here.
Well, if you hang on for about 3 minutes during the break, right, Mike, we've got answers for you. Joe and I will be happy to give you plenty of options, and we will.
Okay.
Well, if you could hang on for another 3 minutes, that would be great. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Don't go anywhere. And 815, the lady with the investment property, Joel, just texted in. Thanks, Joel. Both Dave and Tony called me from PermaSeal. That's what I call great service. So her basement and her investment property that we talked about last hour, for the past 6 months, it's been seeping, will not be leaking much longer.
Glad to hear it.
There you go. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Mike and Aurora to help him, his wife, and his daughter out in the divorce challenge that she's facing, as well as roundtable mailbag for everybody here. So keep the text coming in, 312-981-7200. That's a call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. Well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Helps when you turn the microphones on. 312, some people will disagree with that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So, Joe, you and I get these calls all the time.
Yes.
Okay? Unfortunately, not everybody is as happily married as you and I.
Absolutely.
And Joel and Mike. Right?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I did that.
Can't leave that open-ended.
No.
Dramatic pause, Mr. Bacon Coat Man. So I just wanted to transition into that. And sometimes relationships fail. Okay, I think in the numbers, close to 50% of marriages are unsuccessful and 50% are successful. Unfortunately, Mike has a daughter here who is involved in an unsuccessful marriage and has to get out. Mm-hmm. So, Mike, does your daughter... Sorry to hear about the unsuccessful marriage, Mike. We're not making light of it. We're just framing the conversation.
No. Well, just say congratulations. We just hit 44 years.
That's all. Oh, mazel tov. So that's good. All right, so you're one for two. It's okay. Listen, my first one didn't work out. I always... recommend to all the young listeners out there, get the first marriage out of the way quickly so you can find the second one. Yeah, more, I've had more success. I just want to throw that out there. At Home Sweet Home Chicago, we get your housing advice, some marital tips, and you know, just man the people, Joel. All right, so Mike, does your daughter have to give any of the equity of her home to her soon-to-be ex-husband, yes or no?
No, it's she's agreed on a lump sum payment. He's taking in way less than the half the equity.
Okay, how much does your daughter owe on the house?
Between a first and a second, about $140,000.
What is the value of the house that your daughter owns?
Over $300,000.
Okay. Did your daughter use the second loan to buy the home, or did she take the second loan out after she purchased the home?
After.
Is the second loan a line of credit or a home equity loan?
I believe it's a HELOC.
You know, interest-only payment.
Oh, maybe. No. I'm sorry. I'm sure she's paying it off. She doesn't like.
Okay.
I don't like that.
That's fine. Does your daughter have good, bad, challenge, or excellent credit?
Good.
Does your daughter work?
Yes.
What does she do for a living, and how much money does she make?
She's an administrator at a university.
So
she makes about $125 a year.
Okay. Is she giving any of that money to him, or is she getting any money from her? Does she have to give any of her salary to him in an alimony or child support or spousal support? Or is she getting any money from him?
No, it's a wash, dude.
Okay, so why can't she? Is there any reason she can't carry the $140,000 mortgage on a $300,000 home with a $125,000 salary?
No, it's more about anxiety and having to think about that all the time. And so we wanted to try to relieve that.
Okay. Well, okay, so there's two things for you to do, right? Number one, we could help her in a very un-anxiety way refinance her home. Her rate's going to be in the sevens, probably, or maybe in the sixes. Is that what's causing her anxiety, that she's going to go from a two or three to a six?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Got it. And your home is encumbered? It doesn't have any mortgage on it? You want it free and clear?
Right. Yep.
And what's your home worth?
$280,000.
All right. So here, you could either do a cash out refinance of her home, right?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. You could do a $140,000 against a $300,000. We could do that very, very easily for her. Mm-hmm. She could do that, and you could keep the mortgage on her home, and you can make the payment for her. Okay. So you could do it that way, or you could do a cash out refinance against your existing home. And make the payments on your home. I mean, it's going to be the same payment, basically, because your loan-to-values are so low. It's going to be, you know, it's not going to matter. Right, Joe? Am I giving good advice?
No, yeah, absolutely.
So you got two options here, Mike. She either refinances her home, and you make the payment, and she would get, her name would be on the mortgage, and she would get, I'm not a tax preparer, I'm not giving tax advice, she'd be able to bring the tax forms for the interest to her tax preparers and write that off, even though, you know, you're paying for it if you want to, right? Okay. Or if you do it against your home, she's not going to get that benefit.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's, I thought that the best way was put it in her name, us make the payment.
You do whatever you want. She easily qualifies for it because of her salary. Mm-hmm. Typically, when we have these type of situations, Mike, the person keeping the home, the spouse, doesn't make enough money to carry the monthly payment, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and then we got to bring in family members. Your daughter makes $10,000 a month plus, and she could easily handle $140,000. Doesn't have any other credit card debt, any car loans, student loans, anything else that we got to worry about?
No.
All right, this is a 2-inch putt, Mike. Mm-hmm. So you either refinance your home. I'd rather, if it was my daughter, I understand I get the anxiety thing. Trust me, I get it. Okay. But Joe, how many years have you been doing this, Joe?
Jeez, since 1999.
Okay, long time. Okay, so you got more than, I got 23 years in, Joe's got 24 years in. We're both recommending that whatever you do, put it against your daughter's home. Let her get the tax benefit. If you want to make the mortgage and your wife, knock yourself out. Mortgage payment on a $140,000 mortgage today, principal and interest, about $1,000 a month.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Be around a G note a month without taxes and insurance.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I looked up. It seemed to be the best way. And I understand you're not tax guys, but the idea of us taking it out of a 401k and paying the tax on that.
Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do that?
They like the idea, my wife and her, of having it just done.
Okay.
All right. Why would you? I don't like the penalties.
What is she making on the mortgage payment right now, principal and interest?
It's going to be cheaper. I think it's closer to 16, 17.
But that includes taxes and insurance, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. That's what she was going to just still be responsible for that.
Right.
Why would
you want to liquidate $140,000 when the market's doing what it's doing and take money out of your 401k when it could grow, mm-hmm. when you could finance?
That was my thinking.
Well, I think your thinking's right, mm-hmm. and I agree with you. And who's ever thinking, differently?
Okay, I hope they're listening too.
Yeah, they could tune in the download the podcast at wgndavid.com and hear it for themselves tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, Benny.
Okay, very good.
Benny, can you cut that for me whenever you get a chance? Maybe Patrick could get your email address. When you tell them which Mr. Floor product you want, we could send you this clip and you could replay it back to them over and over and over again. Okay?
Very good.
All right, Mike, I'm gonna call you and we'll take care of you, help your daughter out, all right, bud?
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. I don't know why I just turned that microphone off instead of putting Mike on hold. Whew, multitasking. See, Joel, you deal with pumps. You deal with lights, Mike. This is what Joe and I do. Every single day of every single week of the past 24 for him and 23 for me.
You sound like experts.
We kind of know what we do. Why would you want to pull 140 grand out of your 401k?
No.
Why would you want to do that?
Just refinance the house, and if your payment's less, sounds like she likes to pay them off earlier, just pay that same amount of money and pay it off earlier. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Payment's going to be about the same. Going to be about a G note a month for 140 G's. Why would you?
And then all the taxes you're going to have to pay. You
know? Right.
It's just that interest rate they're thinking of instead of the right thing.
No. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Absolutely. Tell you what, Mike. You take the interest rate and stick it whatever pipe you got and you could smoke it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got to do with three things.
Yes.
The monthly payment, the monthly payment, and the monthly payment.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't give a crap what the rate is.
Yeah.
It's a monthly flipping payment.
If you can afford it, you stick to that monthly payment.
I thought of a fourth one. The monthly payment.
Yeah.
312-981. You got that, Joel? You want me to repeat it to you? Monthly payment, monthly payment, monthly.
Could there be a fifth step?
Monthly payment. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to come back with more roundtable after these messages. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, go to WGNDavid.com. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you today, David?
Good, brother. What's going on? How can we help you?
Nothing, Mom. I just want to say I couldn't help but I was listening, and I heard your last listener, and it reminded me of the same exact situation that I was in years back, and I called you from court saying that I needed to refinance and buy my ex out for $100,000, and you told me, calm down, Ed, don't worry, you can get through this, we're going to do a refinance, we're going to get her the cash that she needs, we're going to put it all in your name, don't panic, tell them everything is going to be fine. And when I went back into court, the judge looked at me and is like, well, what are you going to do? And I said, I have it taken under control, I made a call a few minutes ago, and she's like, that quick? And I looked at my ex, and I said, I called David. And she looked at the judge and told her everything is going to be fine. So it is not, they do not have to panic as much. And plus, a few weeks ago I called you, and I had mentioned that I wanted to open a line of credit. And you had mentioned you turned me on to some people, the KTC, and I did use them, and I wanted to thank you. I just closed with all of that yesterday.
There you go.
Awesome.
So you're part of the $3.2 million worth of loans that $3.6 million.
Yeah.
And how was the process, Eddie? Was it smooth?
It was so easy. I dealt with Celia and Benjamin, everything over the phone, a little bit online. And then for the closing, they even came to my work, and I did it during lunch. It took like 10 minutes to sign some papers, and that was the end.
All right, bud. Well, thanks for sharing your story, Eddie.
I really appreciate that.
We have to thank you. David's head will not fit in the door now.
He just gave a bigger head. We got construction coming.
I just wanted to thank you. You know, I was listening. I was like, that man with his, the gentleman with his daughter, and I was like, I just went through all of that.
Yeah.
And they did the, it awesome. Was a good thing probably calling you up.
Hey, Ed, don't worry about it. They've got just ordered bigger doors. So, you know.
Well, you have a great weekend.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you later, buddy. Thanks. 312-981. We can't give Ed a Mr. Floor Cleaning product. He's already got 10 of them. 312-981. Calls into the show a lot. No, but I did hear a true story. Did his wife's lawn, him and his wife were married. I helped them get into the three unit. They had a daughter who's now a teacher. She's a nurse. And, you know, he called me literally from court. I'm like, hey, how's Kel? Well, not so good. We're going through a divorce. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I'm actually outside the courthouse right now. And the judge is asking me all these questions. What should I tell him? I'm like, go in there. Tell him that I got it. Tell Kel I got it. So that you heard what he said, and then she heard my name, and boom, that's all, you know, that's all they needed, because yeah. They knew I was going to take care of them, and I did, and I'm still in touch with that.
Evan, that's awesome.
Yeah, and yeah. Kelly's now moved away, and the daughter is a teacher, going to be buying a home soon, so great. How's that?
That's fantastic. I love the about. Way you use us and help yeah. and help your callers.
Right over to you. How that's much money it. Did I make on that HELOC? Three choices. Zero. Zero, zero.
And then there's a fourth one.
Parking spot.
It's zero.
It's a parking spot.
Joel, zero. You want to throw in? You want to ask me if I have a fifth one? Zero.
Zero.
Right.
Well, and we can go six, seven, eight. Still zero.
Right. Bejeweled, not bedazzled. That was the word I was looking for. I want some like rubies.
Under the apple tree.
It'd be kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah. Big apples. 312-981-7200. Julie, Western Suburbs. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
My son and his fiance just purchased a condo on the north side for $40K over ask, and they haven't closed yet. They the appraisal fortunately came in at the negotiated price.
Lucky,
which was yes, and I think there was the agent was there and. Okay. It seemed a little bit unusual to me. But at any rate, my son had locked in 7.5% when they started this nightmare process a few months ago. So here's my question. For the down payment, mom and dad are helping a bit. My son saved. And my son's fiance has a condo with a mortgage. And when that sells, she's going to contribute. They have the ultimate goal of refinancing and getting married. Who should be on the title? Who gets the mortgage interest rate deduction?
Okay.
This seems messy to me.
Well, please hold. Joe, what's your recommendation for a fiancé, two unmarried young people who are engaged, because we all know every single marriage, every single person that gets engaged now follows through and gets married because it's 100% wrong. What's your recommendation? I'll follow up with Mike.
Let me just recall what you said. And the concern is they're both entitled. Who's going to get the deduction? Was that one of the questions?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, so. That's a tough one. Okay, I'm familiar with this.
Who's on the title?
They're both on the title.
Should there be a trust? So, I wondered.
Well, here's. I mean, you can do that too. But here's a. They have to decide who will get the deduction. Okay, and then they're going to have to come up with a mutual agreement of, you know, in regards to if one over the other is going to get it. Compromise and identify when they both know what their taxes, what that both net effect is, and then split it. That's the suggestion.
Okay.
All right, that's Joe's suggestion. Here's my suggestion. I think your son is absolutely freaking out of his mind to put his fiance's name anywhere near that home until they walk down the aisle, get a ring, and she brings money into the table after when you refinance, or just when you refinance, or she takes the money and pays you back for the money you put into the deal. That's just my recommendation.
And there's that.
And there's that.
Yeah.
So, listen. I can't tell you how many times, Joe, you've been through.
Look, it makes it. I've experienced this and the split, and it's caused a lot of issues that they have to unravel, and it's never a good result.
It's messy.
So, you know, but if this is what they want, then they got to understand each other with the situation is, and they got to do a lot of compromising. Otherwise, like David said, just put it under your son.
How old is your son, Julie? Hello? Julie in the Western.
Hello.
Hi. How old is your son?
Well, they're both well into their 30s.
Okay.
So they're not, you know, 25 years old. And, you know, the other thing as I go through this, it's possible the fiance took home equity.
Yeah, off of her place.
She may have taken a home equity, and then maybe she would be then able to contribute from the get-go.
Yeah, you could if she has equity in her place and her place isn't currently on the market. If her place is currently on the market, Joe, you're not doing that.
It's going to go.
No. Yeah. Yeah, you should have thought about
go on the market.
Yeah, they should have called us about 6 months ago to have these conversations, not while they're under contract. But I'll be more than happy to talk to your son. I still, listen, if they were in their 20s, young and dumb, I would tell you definitely not to do it. Mm-hmm. But if they're in their 30s and they think they know what they're doing, they still don't know what they're doing because they have a piece of property involved.
Yeah.
And it gets very, very messy, Mom, right? So in all due respect, have them walk down the aisle. If they're going to buy the condo before they get married, it should go into the person's name who's putting the dough down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And your son should make all the mortgage payments until they get married. And if she wants to come in and help out with some of the things, that's something they have to agree to.
Right.
His name's on the mortgage. He gets the write-off. Have them get married. Have them focus on that. Rates will come down hopefully by the end of the year. Refinance into something lower, and then she could go on at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's my recommendation.
Okay. Okay.
And who
all
are they,
right,
and,
thank you.
And who
thanks
are they working with?
My call.
Hang on, Julie. We're not done with you yet.
I don't know who he's working with. You know, you have to understand here that I like to dip into all of my kids, what's going on.
Right, but aren't you?
I might be getting, you know, I don't know the mortgage lender.
How much are you?
An agent.
How much are you putting down on the home there? Are you helping them to buy this home?
About 30.
Okay, I think you have 30,000. I think you have 30,000 reasons to be involved with who does the mortgage. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a guy on the radio Saturdays that does it for a living. I know he does a part-time radio show. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I could help
I'll
you.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, 30. You just remember 30,000. That's 30,000 large. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think you have 30,000 reasons to have some type of input in this transaction. All right? But hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. We got it a break. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Land.
I got so many more views.
Did you know
John
I was on John Records Land? I don't know if I told you.
You don't have any more people watch his show.
But when I was on with John
Records Land. Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
You have no idea
now. Here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So you got the highest praise possible there, Michael Long, the attaboy from Elise Hochberg.
Yeah, absolutely. Exterior illumination.
She really is the key to any successful almost 24-year marriage. Or 23-year marriage. 2001. Yeah, 23. So what type of nugget of knowledge do you want to leave our listeners with? I know it was Mike Landscape Lighting last year. It's now LightQuest.
LightQuest.
Talk to our listeners. You know, what do you want to leave our listeners with, especially builders, interior designers, exterior designers, and contractors?
Yeah. Yeah, we are fast becoming the largest outdoor lighting company in the area, and there's a reason for that. We know what we're doing. I'm the only certified outdoor lighting designer in the Chicagoland area, and so we try to do things correct, and so that's the reason why we are growing so fast.
And here's the important thing. You get what you pay for, and the outdoor lighting, it's not cheap. It's an investment into your home. And I will tell you that the other two guys that came out, the other two companies that looked at our home, that my wife said, I want to light this area, they said, no, it couldn't be done. And not only did you do it, you did it masterfully, and it looks beautifully. And you also did my friend Ben and Julie Kadish.
Yep.
Right? I don't care for Ben that much. He's kind of a pain in the rear end. I really like Julie. And they're home on Burlington in Chicago, right down the street from where the old Children's Memorial Hospital is. You spent hours.
Very tough house to light because there's no landscape there. It's
just right.
Well, typical Chicago cityscape. three-story building, and it was very, very difficult job to do, but we got it lit, and it still looks great.
So I just want to put a shout-out. If you have a piece of property and you've got the resources to do it, thank God we did it 4 years ago, because if you came to me now, there'd be like four candles out there, okay? Love of God.
Four solar lights.
Yeah, four solar lights. I mean, I'd be into Joe over here for a HELOC, because there's no value on my house. I'm upside down. But what you did, turn my house into a home, which is a, and what you did for John Williams.
Yep.
You turned his house into a home, right? I mean, and you basically put warmth, and you added that extra pizzazz. So I can't recommend, or say anything more glowingly than what Elise said, a happy wife, happy life, and she was ecstatic and still is. Mm-hmm. So as you heard on the radio, your phone number and website if our listeners want more.
Phone number 262-358-9100, and our website is calllightquest.com.
I was going to say Mega Pros Jeremy, but he's not in that seat. It's you.
I'm going to grow my hair out. I know.
Okay, very funny. That was very good. Mr. Spencer, Joel. Thanks. Spencer. A new member of the Gold Bond Medicated Powder Club. Mm-hmm. There should be a sponsorship in there. Nice. Let's go, WGN sales team. Wake up. I only talk about it all the time. What type of nugget of knowledge do you want to leave us and our listeners? I know it's going to start. I think we got rain coming in tonight.
Yeah, rain's coming. Working sump pump, happy life. You know, you got to. It's important to be proactive. And so if you haven't had your sump pump checked, and if you don't check it yourself, which frankly nobody does, you should, and before the storms come. So once they hit and the sump pump's out, that's when the damage and a lot of the stress and expense comes from. And so you have a chance to kind of circumvent that by being proactive. We service that with pumps, backup pumps, and as I mentioned, our Defender unit, which is Wi-Fi enabled. Mm-hmm. It'll give you alerts as it tests your pump every day to let you know the health and well-being of your sump system.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to you on website?
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
I got a text message from Colette. Will you call me and Joe on our anniversary and sing?
Wow. You got a new gig.
I don't know how she got my number. I just think that's a little odd.
Wow.
But sure, Colette.
I don't know how she got your number, too.
That's what you're into. I'm here to help you and Joe with your relationship. What type of information and nugget of knowledge you'd like to leave us, Mister?
Well, look, David, you said you get your PSA checked every Thursday.
Thursday at 3.
All right, at 3. Everybody gets a medical checkup every year. What they need to do is they need to do a debt checkup. They need to, every year, every 6 months, you need to keep an eye on what your credit score is. You need to find someone you can trust like David and get the credit advice that David offers. You need to come to KCT Credit Union and do a deep dive in your debt and see how it can be restructured, reprogrammed, and so we can save you thousands and thousands of dollars in money. So that's my nugget.
And not only is it life-changing, it also enables listeners to purchase homes that don't have any credit. Like I spoke That young lady who is married to a guy with 760 credit score. She was a ghost. They wanted to buy a home. We needed her 70, 80 grand worth of income to get it over the hump. She had no credit at all. We had her open up two secured credit cards, $500 Team Hockey credit cards, and a secured loan. And within 6-8 months, she went from zero, a ghost, to 680, and they closed on their home.
And that's amazing. And so those are the things that are transforming. So, yes.
Phone number and website if our listeners want to reach out.
847-741-3344, 847-741-3344. Our website is www.kctcu.org.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Great job. Send my love to your beautiful bride, Colette. I think she's a big fan of the show now.
She sure is.
She better be.
Oh, boy.
Given her that much attention on the radio ever. But here's in all seriousness, the callers that you heard call into the show are the callers that we help every single day, that everyone in here helps every single day. And every one of the experts on the show helps every single day. We had a call. We had a texter call in, text in about getting ducts clean. We had texters about Mr. Floor. We sent an email, a text back. This is where you could get it. This is what we do every single day. We love what we do. We're proud of what we do, and we do it with pride, respect, and always in the best interest of our listeners. So if you want to Get more information, go to WGNDavid.com. All of our experts are there. If you're interested in purchasing a new home or refinancing existing home or reverse mortgage, give us a call, 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56david.com. And if you have a problem with a servicer, a lender, or a service provider, like the World War II vet who passed away and a company that rhymes with PHH and Aquin is messing with them, come to me and I will be your advocate. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. It's going to rain tonight, so I know you, when I heard the weather, you had a big smile. I hadn't seen you that smile that large in about 4 months. So Joel's happy. And let's get legals coming up. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy from Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Joseph Metalicino from KCT Credit Union, Mike Long from LightQuest Outdoor Illumination, and Joel Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.